Helping Hands Press is proud to present Grave Obsessions, Volume 1, Chiseled Heart by Patty J. Smith. This police mystery begins with a case that unnerves the most seasoned veterans on the force. A witness interview leads Detective Dallas Keegan and her partner to evidence that puts the investigation into overdrive. He is not done. Her personal life unravels as she hunts down this demon while fighting her own. Readers say, I love the pace of this story, keeps you on the edge of your seat as you read, and the descriptions are written in a you-are-there style. Reading this is like watching an episode of Law and Order. Great read, another reader says. This book kept me on the edge of my seat from start to finish. And finally, a reader writes, good mystery, some spiritual guidance. Let's listen to an excerpt from Grave Obsessions, Volume 1, Chiseled Heart. Arriving at the complex, Dallas was forced to slow the car to a crawl in order to dodge the crowd of concerned neighbors and looky-loos clamoring to get close to the action. Once parked, she and Bennett ducked under the yellow crime scene tape and flashed their badges to a uniform stationed outside the apartment. As they entered, their latex gloves snapped in unison. The living room was sparsely furnished, but tidy, no indication of a struggle. An unopened backpack lay on the couch. A yellow light blinked from the answering machine on the kitchen counter. Dallas made a mental note to pull the messages before leaving and headed down the hall. The stench of death permeated the air. A crime lab technician came out of the bedroom carrying a camera. Whoever did this was psycho, that poor kid. The first image was that of small feet, one covered by a slipper, the other bared. The medical examiner, standing over the body, moved aside so they could get a full view. Dallas cringed. The victim was on the floor next to her bed in a T-shirt and boxers, saturated with blood that had pooled around the body. Her facial expression was frozen, mid-scream, eyes wide open, staring blankly at the ceiling. Below the chin was a gaping slit that went ear to ear, resembling a macabre smile. What came next sent chills down Dallas's spine. Carved on the right cheek was the word, "My." On the left was a heart. The M.A. continued the exterior examination, and Dallas focused on the rest of the room. Similar to other areas in the apartment, there was no sign of a struggle. It was quick, she said aloud. She was blindsided. A breeze flowed through the open window, leading to a grassy hill down the street. Easy in, easy out, she tapped the M.A. on the shoulder. We'll let you finish up here, Doc. Crap, the guy left a signature, Bennett said. Hope I'm wrong, but I have a bad feeling about this. Dallas nodded in agreement. She went to the kitchen and pressed the playback button on the answering machine. All the messages were from that morning asking her where she was, including one from an obviously distraught mother. Suddenly she zoned out, unable to focus on anything. The sound of the backpack being unzipped brought her back to the scene. The only contents were a purse and a red apron. He poked around the purse, locating the wallet and driver's license. A name is Camille Garza. Then with a heavy sigh, Keegan, the kid's only 22. Returning everything to the pack, he left it on the couch to be bagged and tagged. He stepped outside to call the lieutenant with an update. Meanwhile, Dallas located the officer first on the scene. He conveyed the landlord's account. She asked if the guy was nearby, and the officer pointed towards a man sitting in a golf cart, visibly shaken. She approached him with an apology for what he had experienced, as well as having to answer more questions. The crowd was growing, and several demanded to know what was going on. An announcement from a squad car speaker quieted them down.
People, please, we just started the investigation. Go home. We'll be interviewing residents later, so if you witnessed something last night, give one of the officers your name and address.
Moans erupted, but eventually everyone complied. Several walked off the property down the hill towards the strip mall. He was among them. A frown formed as he thought to himself, wrong, wrong, Wrong. A sample from Grave Obsessions by Patty J. Smith, Volume 1, Chiseled Heart. It's from Helping Hands Press at myhelpinghandspress.com and narrated by George Taylor of narrationbygeorge.com.